Jojo Rabbit is one of those movies that did exceedingly well in the award season, picking up an Oscar, in fact, this past Sunday. Gail Edmonds luckily went to go watch it, as opposed to, what's that other one?
Which other one?
That is terrible, with Jim Carrey. Sonic something.
Oh, Sonic Hedgehog. I won't be seeing Sonic Hedgehog.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
I don't think it's aimed at me.
It's doing exceedingly well, apparently, in America.
It's
apparently President's Day weekend, which means it's a 4-day weekend or whatever it is in America. And it might make upwards of $66 million, depending on whose projections you are taking, which is a hell of a lot better than what was anticipated, given the fact that it is really not a good movie.
Well, no, but of course, children who love Sonic the Hedgehog will drag their long-suffering parents to see it, so it's bound to do well. And children aren't quite as fussy as adults when it comes to watching movies.
Are you then telling us that your children are, well, they have better taste than most children in the world, and therefore will not be dragging you to go and watch?
Yes, I will not be going. I didn't say I wouldn't trick some other family member into taking her to see it if she wants to see it, but it won't be me.
I am so pleased because, of course, Jojo Rabbit is funny, witty,
yes,
provocative, and you walk out of there going, should I have laughed at those moments? But you couldn't help yourself but to laugh.
Exactly. And I think that often it works very well to have that sort of humor in there, because it does. And I know it's had some criticisms for sort of making Nazis look silly, but let's be honest, Nazis were silly. And this little boy, Jojo Rabbit, and he's 10 years old, so he's fanatically engaged in the whole Third Reich. He wants to be on Hitler's personal guard, and he's a very lonely little boy, and his imaginary friend is in fact Hitler, but a version of Hitler played by the writer director Taika Waititi, and he's actually of Maori and Jewish descent, and he says for him it was the best way to sort of show, you know, wind Hitler up, was actually to play him. And he does a wonderful job of being this very sort of ridiculous, camp, petulant, fickle, sort of nasty, but in a completely ridiculous way. And I think it works quite well. And what I loved about it is that it is funny until it's really not funny. There's bits of it where your sort of jaw drops again, and you're reminded that you're not in a child's fantasy world, that actually outside of Jojo's world are these terrible things that are actually going on. But they use the children. And I actually think the character of Ilsa, because what he just discovers, little Jojo, while he's fanatical, is that his mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, is in fact got a Jewish teenager hidden in the walls of his dead sister's room. And so Jojo has to face up to his own prejudices. And I think that, for me, was the best part of this movie, was watching the relationship between these two children and how she doesn't try and dispel his ridiculous myths about Jewish people. In fact, she kind of plays up to them and says, yes, absolutely, we love to sleep upside down from the ceiling like bats. And so it becomes quite a clever way of repudiating everything without actually doing so. And I just loved it from that perspective.
As did I. I certainly harbor no ill feelings or prejudices, for that matter, against Jewish people. But I did have to reflect on my own prejudices, against other people around me, be it white people, be it BMW drivers, be it whatever. whatever it may be. Because what this movie gets so well is that we all are guilty of these. And yes, sometimes they could be perceived as minor and non-issues, but ultimately, you know, something as small and minor as this could turn out to be quite explosive and quite materially sort of detrimental to the whole ethnic grouping of people in this case.
Yes, and in actual fact, what it sort of makes you think is, it makes you think, like, do you actually know these things, or are you just swallowing hook, line, and sinker what what others say or what you're expected to believe. So I think it's quite nice in that way, is that it kind of encourages you to, as you say, to think really carefully about some of the generalizations people make. I mean, this is obviously an extreme example, and it's, you know, but it is quite an interesting thing. And there are elements in this movie where, as you say, where you think, oh, we shouldn't be laughing at this. But actually, in a way, that's what makes it work, because it engages your emotions the whole way through, and you're thinking all the time while enjoying this really quite ridiculous sort of outing. And of course, Jojo Rabbit is called Jojo Rabbit because at sort of camp where they sent these young boys for indoctrination, I guess, and to teach them to throw grenades, they give them a rabbit and say, right, kill it. But of course, Jojo Rabbit doesn't kill it. He refuses to have anything to do with killing. So his whole, and at one point, the young teenage girl says to him, you're not actually a Nazi, you're just a little boy who wants to wear a funny uniform and join a club. And I think that also is quite a sort of interesting observation.
If only it were true. If only.
If only. No, well, for a 10-year-old boy, it might be true. But but in this little boy's shame, he completely swallowed the party line in every way until suddenly he was confronted with reality. And I think that is a good lesson for everybody. And Scarlett Johansson, of course, got a nomination for her role as his mother. And she's a lovely, eccentric character who, of course, isn't a Nazi, but is sort of playing along in order to do her resistance work. But on the whole, I thought it was a really interesting, well put together and film well worth seeing.
Certainly well worth seeing. Jojo Rabbit showing on the big screen in selected cinemas across the country. It is perfect for the kind of weather we have. We've got cloud everywhere in Cape Town, but it's going to be warm and thankfully not rain until tomorrow morning. So I can't think of anything better to do, perhaps other than watching Parasite, the movie, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. It really, really is an extraordinary movie and well deserving, of course, of its numerous Oscars. That was a pleasant surprise, wasn't it, Gail? I mean,
absolutely, such a good surprise. Like, instead of hedging their bets and splitting their awards, they just said, nope, this guy's made the best. And you know what? They're right. That was the change, the sort of changing, the movie that changed the way you make movies in the same way that Moonlight was. Mm. Instead of just being an extremely excellent film, it went further than that. And I think it deserved everything it got. And I'm glad they went for it.
I wonder how much of that decision was determined by the really growing criticism of the Oscars and how white they were perceived to be.
Yes, how undiversified they are, absolutely. Look, I did wonder that myself, although having seen Parasite and 1917, both of which are excellent, Parasite does have the inside track in that it really does. It is a superior movie, and it does change the way you think about so many things. And I think that is key.
So if you're not going to buy a ticket to Parasite this evening or this afternoon, Jojo Rabbit would be. I was actually thinking, slightly, because you asked a question at some point, what is it that we do that we aren't aware of where we are actually expressing prejudice? And for me, I was oblivious to this for the longest time until I did it. I have a lot of people saying to me, oh, you speak so well. Which is a compliment, right? And I receive it as a compliment. Until I told a young boy from Google too as well that he spoke so well, because he did. And I realized what I was doing at that very moment. Yes. So for someone who comes from Google too, who is a son of a single parent, as this young lad was, lucky enough to have been taken to good schools and speaks in a particular way, I'm now saying, you speak so well. And I had to stop myself and go, wow, that is what is happening every time somebody says to me, you speak so well.
And it is, it's an interesting thing, because it's a very good example, because the way you deliver something, it doesn't mean what you're delivering is any different necessarily. All they're talking about is the packaging. And it's quite interesting, because it's an interesting kind of a prejudice that is, you're right, it's a sort of, every day, and you do have to start just checking what you say, who you say, and it isn't meant in bad faith, but sometimes there's an undercurrent that you may be not aware of.
Which is why I'm going to invite people to go and watch this movie and then start reflecting on their own prejudices, yes, however subtle that you are expressing. Gail, thank you very much.
Do we have to? Okay, cheers, Africa.
No, no, you were going to ask, do we have to?
I was going to ask you if I'm going to have to remove my prejudice for polo drivers on the highway.
And Shem, polo drivers get a bad rap because, of course, so many of the car rental companies would buy fleets of polos, right? And so you'll find that a lot of the bad driving of somebody who's driving a car that they're driving for the first time, do not know where the reverse is now going to be attributed to a regular polo driver.
And it's, and in fairness, I drive an automatic, so when I rent a car and it's a polo, I'm trying to find the gears.
Oh, poor Gail. We'll pray for you. Thank you very much. Gail Edmonds back, of course, next week, Sunday, with another movie to review. The movie being reviewed this weekend is Jojo Rabbit, directed by Taika Waititi, doing very well in the award season, coming up for a number of nominations, and, of course, picking up an Oscar in the process.